T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll get into relocation, update on the Oakland A's situation. Plus, we might get into a little bit of the Skip Schumacher thing that's going on, which is just really strange, and kind of how the Marlins are operating.
Marlins suck now?
Yeah, and how they're not really being nice to their own. And just when you think Jeffrey Loria is turning the page, bam, he's got you. He's got you.
Already screwed it up with Kim Ng. So.
Yep, exactly. So and that we're seeing the trickle-down effect. So we might get to that in the second hour. We might also get to that next week. Plus, is it time to panic for a couple teams? So stick around for the second hour. We got a lot to get to. But I want to get into this first. We've already seen the injury bug bite, and it seems to be kind of biting hard. That is the dreaded Tommy John surgery.
I thought you were going to talk about Trevor Story.
No, but geez, let's talk for a hot second. I've never been a big Trevor Story guy. He had one good year in Colorado, and I just always knew he couldn't stay healthy. But I saw that live when he dove for that ball, and Devers runs up to him and is like, "Oh no." I was like,
I should have laughed, but like the reaction was just like right away. He's
right.
Like,
he just reached for a ground ball in the hole, and now he's dislocated his shoulder and he's out for 6 months.
How many games has he played in the last 3 seasons just because he plays hard? Like, that sucks. That really sucks.
I'm looking it up right now.
Don't try so hard.
I mean, like,
well, when you get a big contract, usually the natural instinct is to try to play hard there, Joe.
Big mistake on his part.
The dude.
You're supposed to not try hard after the contract.
Yeah, just relax on your laurels.
Since he's been in Boston.
A fractured glenoid.
So in Colorado, his rookie year, he had 97 games, then 145, 157, 145. In 2020, he played 59 games.
Well, that was only at a 60
that's
or 62.
That's a full season, basically.
Yeah, really. Oh, 2020 is a full season.
Yeah, it was.
He finished 11th in the MVP. Like, yeah. He played really well. In 2021, he played 142 games. Then he went to Boston, 94, 43, and 8.
And he signed a 7-year deal, if I'm not
something
mistaken.
Like
7
that.
Years, 100, 120, something like that.
I'm on Baseball Reference, so I'm sure I can find it, but it's like, oof, baby. That's brutal.
6 years, 140.
I never loved Trevor Story, but that is just not cool, man. That's brutal. But what I was getting into is I was getting into the old Tommy John, my elbow hurts. In a couple really wild stories, you know, if you tell me that Gerrit Cole has to have Tommy John, I'm not shocked about that. We've heard about his elbow issues. You've seen the videos of him at the grocery store pointing at things with his non-throwing arm. Something's not right in that elbow, and we kind of know that.
Breaking down the grocery store's Zapruder film, huh?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Reach for that bag of russet potatoes for me. Yeah, I'm not trying to throw this arm out.
Not with my throwing arm. So you can kind of see that stuff coming again. Like with DeGrom last year was like, uh-oh. McClanahan in Tampa, you're kind of like, uh-oh. This year has been pretty wild. Shane Bieber, done for the year, having Tommy John. That came out of nowhere. His first two starts, he was great, given he played the A's and the Mariners, which both suck. We might get to the second one later. He looked good. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nope, you're done. And he's a free agent at the end of the year. I kept saying last year and at the beginning of this year, whoever gets Bieber at the deadline is going to be a big move. I was really pulling Joe for your O's to get Shane Bieber at the deadline.
That'd be cool.
You got a stacked farm system.
Would have been cool.
Cleveland really loves prospects. They do their diligence. You'd have to pay for him, but you wouldn't have to pay too much. That I would love that. Corbin Burns, Shane Bieber, and then what, like a Grayson Rodriguez and a Taylor Wells? Like, that's a legit starting rotation going in. He's done. We also have maybe the best pitcher in the game in Spencer Strider. We don't know. I am not reporting that he is having Tommy John. But his elbow's got issues, and he's got MRIs coming. He's not with the team. He's flying to California to get some looks at it. I also noticed today that Framber Valdez was scratched with some elbow tightness.
Put on the DL, or excuse me, the IL
yep,
as well.
And that guy has been a top five pitcher in baseball in the last few years. Is this just how it goes? Is this just the guys this year are Loaisiga and Bieber and maybe Strider and Valdez and Cole? Or is this something that alarms you?
I'm sorry, is this the first season in baseball history that we've had guys get elbow injuries? And
the first
Tommy John's
ever.
That's ever happened?
Tommy John pitched last year, and they discovered this new surgery for his elbow.
Well, in the reports earlier this week, over the weekend of that, MLBPA now is trying to make this a pitch clock problem and saying that that is what has affected players when the minor leagues, the first year that they implemented it, they literally had a decrease in elbow injuries. I don't know. I just think it's like, hey, yeah, the season started and guys are now really throwing at their full velocity over 5, 6, 7 innings over extended, like, not a good way. It's baseball, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I don't think it should shock you too much. Like, look at Spencer Strider over the last 2-3 years. Again, we don't know if he's having Tommy John, but he's having elbow issues. But Strider and Valdez, one right arm, one left arm, these guys over the last few years have been absolutely dominant. Dominant. Framber Valdez is such an exciting pitcher to watch. Gets a little hot-headed sometimes. Obviously, we hate the Astros, so you don't really want to root for them. But Framber Valdez is amazing. Spencer Strider, the power mustache, the top of the rotation. He hasn't had great playoff success, but he's young. Shane Bieber, Cy Young in 2020. Say what you want about that. Winning those MVPs and Cy Youngs in that COVID-shortened season is a little weird, but Bieber was amazing that season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you're that good and you put in 2-3 years in a row of that much efficiency, I just think, Joe, I think you're right. I think it's a natural progression that your arm can only take so much.
Well, what were we saying a few years ago? It's like, well, might as well just get the Tommy Johns now versus dealing with problems down the road. Like, it all right. Seems like it was a, how do I put this, like, well, it should be something you, if you do have those elbow problems, you should look at maybe having that done. So that way it's something you don't. So is it a matter of just the way that pitching mechanics and the way that pitchers are nowadays, that this is becoming more of a an occurrence, elbow issues? And then it's just like, well, I might as well just get some Tommy Johns.
Look, going to Shohei's to having a second.
I mean, you have Sandy Alcantara, obviously. He's going to miss this entire year. McClanahan, I mean, so
DeGrom,
yeah.
Maybe in July or August.
Johnny, what is it, John Means in Baltimore?
Yep.
I mean, so I just think it's that, wouldn't you know it, here we are in 2024 with athletes that are absolutely amazing, can throw the ball faster than they ever have. I don't know if it is a pitch clock thing. I don't know if it's a baseball thing, not the game, like the baseball itself, how they've been, you know, that was a big thing where I don't know if it was Glasnow or Garrett Cole going on his soapbox a year or so ago saying that the way that the baseballs are now and how they have to be gripped and thrown is what's causing some of these
it's
elbow
the spider
injuries.
Tack.
Yeah.
It was the sticky tack
Thank
stuff.
You. That's
yeah.
what it was. Yes. Yeah. So
I think that's Garrett Cole.
So if it
Scherzer,
I mean,
as well, I believe
maybe it's a combination of all these things.
Yeah.
That is causing this to happen versus like, oh no, we just got to blame pitch clock because it's new. It just got implemented.
Right. They hate it's pitch rushing, clock. So let's blame that.
And that's why I feel like the MLBPA are trying to use that as like some sort of leverage when it comes to the next negotiations. It's like, well, you aren't really looking out for us in the first place. You're trying to make the game more a TV product, and it's to the detriment of our players. Look what you've done.
And I think if you're a Strider or a Valdez or even a Shohei to an extent, it's not the end of the world if they have Tommy John right now. It's the Garrett Coles, the Jacob deGroms, maybe close to Bieber, the guys like Garrett Cole is getting paid a lot of money. And that's our old trusty. And he's not 24 like Spencer Strider. He's not 26 like Framber Valdez. He's 29, 30. And the Tommy John, when you're young, you're kind of like, we expect Shohei to play another 10 years. So if he has a second Tommy John now, we're like, okay, we can eat that. But what's Garrett Cole's shelf life right now? I don't know.
Are all these pitchers' shelf lives shorter because of like the recent pitch clock change? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, nobody was saying, "Oh, guys, you know what? Hey, with these limited amounts of times, we may have some more injuries." No owners, nor players, nor agents thought that was going to be a problem. I don't think that's what it is. I think it has to do more so with like. Guys like Garrett Cole just start pitching harder when they're younger, right?
Yep.
It's like max effort, not from the age of 18, 19 on anymore. It's like 14, 15, 16 on. I don't know this for sure. I remember when we were kids, they really told us never throw a breaking ball until your arm is fully developed.
Right.
And now we're seeing by the time these kids are 20, the spin rates, the increase in velocity. I mean, in the 80s, an average fastball was like, what, 88 miles an hour?
Something
now
like
it's 94. Mm. I mean, guys are throwing 100 at teenage levels. And if they're having not Tommy John surgery necessarily, but arm problems at those ages, you're obviously going to compound that. And then now with the lack of minor league players, literally, we've taken half the teams out of this mix. So you've got less arms to work with. And I just feel like that's more opportunity for guys that have been pitching a lot longer and harder to get injured more.
So kind of on that point, the MLB, who's kind of looking into things, doing some research, and I don't know if I think this was MLB or Johns Hopkins, but only six players between 2011 and 2013 that were going into the draft had already had UCL reconstruction surgery before they were drafted. 24 players from 2021 to 2023. So, I mean, math, that's what, four times the amount of players in that in a same 2 to 3 year gap that are going into the league that have had UCL or elbow reconstruction surgery in some instance.
Yeah.
So I think that's bad. I mean, I see it on Instagram sometimes with some of these kids that are posting their highlight videos of them in the at the pitching clinics or the pitching facilities
camps
where they're training.
Whatever they're at.
They're throwing absolute gas. And they're 16, 17, 18. And it's just like, oh, my God.
Can't be good for you.
I can't imagine. And it's like, were they doing that 20, 30, 40 years ago where these kids are able to just throw absolute heat at that age and they're trying to?
Yeah.
And even when they're not playing actual baseball, they're in the cage working on seeing how fast they, it's like, can't imagine that helps.
And now you want to. It's like Steph Curry. How far away can I shoot this three?
Yeah.
But this is more damage on your elbow. All right, well, we'll keep some tabs on this. It'll be interesting to see what comes from Spencer Strider. I imagine we'll learn some more information in the next couple days. Framber Valdez might be another week or so. Gerrit Cole, who knows? I know he started throwing a little bit, just some soft toss stuff, so we'll see how that goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.